Computer Talk with Dave Mason, fighting the high-tech fight.
A little snippet from the concert.
Yeah, we better not play that, man. That dude will sue us.
Well, it's not even 30 seconds long, so yeah.
That's the other Dave Mason that we've had. It's hilarious, although it's been a long, long time now. And he's done a really good job. But, you know, probably... Well, it's 2015, so probably 10 years ago was the last time we had any interaction with him. But every few years, he would send us kind of a rude email. I mean, not abusive, but just not... You know, I always think that when you approach somebody about something, that your first approach is kind of a courteous, low-key approach. And we'd get these weird emails saying, you know, well, in fact, at one point, we got a letter.
Yeah, from his attorney.
Well, I guarantee you it wasn't from his attorney, because his attorney couldn't be that stupid. It was a guy pretending. They trademarked, it was a cease and desist. He had trademarked the name Dave Mason, and I had to stop using it.
Okay.
You can imagine my response.
You were going to go with Telly Savalas at one point,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah,
but you know.
Well, he's dead, so I could have done that.
That's true.
But, or Don Knotts. Those were my two top choices. But, you know, I'm not an attorney, but are you kidding me? You trademarked my name? Now, that in itself is a violation. You say I'm violating you by using your trademarked name. You trademarking it is a violation. I always enjoy it, you know, because they did, yeah, it was just amazing to me. It came on so strong like that. It's like, dude. And in fact, that's how I responded. I said, you know, if you want to buy DaveMason.com, make me an offer. If you want to buy something, that's what, you know, that's what you do. You say, geez, I'd really like to buy this, you know, and then you begin a negotiation in which, you know, some form of equitable level of values established in that transaction takes place, right? It was funny, man.
Yeah. He was trying to strong arm you from the beginning.
He did it for years.
Thinking you were going to be intimidated and go, here's DaveMason.com. I'm sorry, Mr. Mason.
He did it for years.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I've been lucky for the most part, but you know, the very first response that I have is the stronger they come on, is the more smart-alecky and sort of slap you in the face I want to be. It's just a natural reaction for me. It's very difficult for me to have any other reaction. So, you know, we probably need to stop playing that. Besides the fact that I don't like the guy because of it.
True. I'll take it out because you don't like it. I won't do it
because
he's going to come after us because I really don't care.
Yeah.
Because we have the time issue where, you know, you can play it.
There's a fair use thing,
yes.
Yeah.
And if you play the whole song, then it's an issue. We take under 30 seconds and you're fine.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
You're completely, absolutely. You've consulted.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Mr. Mason. And you know which one I'm talking about.
I don't think so. 866-821-8255. Hey, should we actually do a computer talk show?
Mm-hmm.
Should we actually do that after like two segments? Let's go another two segments talking about Bravo Sierra.
How about the universe?
Stream of
we
consciousness.
Can go back into that.
Go
if you'd
into
like.
The dimensions of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Get real deep, or real
wide.
Wide, yeah.
Or all of the above. Actually, the universe is three dimensional, or is it six dimensional? 866-821-8255. Talk about dimension. Some really neat 3D printers. You know, we've kind of given them short shrift. And it's been purposeful. I mean, I just think that they haven't been really ready for prime time for some time, and they've tended to be pretty expensive. And when I say they're not ready for prime time, what I mean is, you know, unless you're just really truly playing, the results are not very good with the inexpensive printers. But there's an exception that's not bad. From DaVinci, it's actually from XYZ Printing. kind of one of the ugliest. I don't know if you can see the logo. Yeah. Got to be one of the ugliest logos I've ever seen. But kind of a neat lineup of really inexpensive 3D printers. And, you know, I think if you're doing, you know, where you really want to do production level stuff, this isn't going to do it. But it isn't, it doesn't print just garbage. It's pretty good. It's fun. And for less than $400, you're not going to touch it. They've got the DaVinci Junior, for about $350. You should be able to find it on the street at Amazon, what have you. And it's an ABS printer and does a pretty decent job. So if you're, in my opinion, it's time, if you're interested, if you're sort of a hobbyist, you know, that would not be a waste of money. That it would be, and you'll see, it's still a little rough, and you know, it's definitely a play toy, in my opinion. You're not gonna make really top notch stuff, but it's a lot of fun to play with, and good enough that you just don't feel like you're making garbage and wasting your time. Now they've got printers. XYZ Printing has printers, you know, from about $350 to over $1,000. You can get 3D printers for as much money as you want to spend. In fact, you can get 3D printers that are actual laser. They actually take like a bronze dust and like melt the laser the same way that these things, the plastic ones, do the plastic, but they do it with bronze. So you can get some pretty, and even then they're not, you know, you don't do this printing and then the, you know, your sculpture that you've designed is done. You know, you do the printing and then you go in with your Dremel and you do everything, you know. Even the high end metal 3D printers are, you know, not super duper high quality. In fact, what a lot of the production companies that do sculptures and stuff like that are the companies that use them for production for sale products is they do the 3D printers to make the molds a lot of times. They'll make the mold using a 3D printer, clean it up, and then do like a lost wax sort of process with it. And it just makes that initial production piece that produces the molds a much faster process where they can kind of had to do much more planning and much more expense involved with introducing a new sculpture that they're selling. If that's what their product is, this gives them the ability to kind of almost do kind of ad hoc stuff at a much lower cost and much quicker turnaround, produce those molds and produce the products. So anyway, 3D printing, $350 roughly with the XYZ Printing DaVinci Junior, pretty darn small printing platform. I mean, the object that you can produce pretty small, you know, like 3x5 sort of thing. The printer itself is pretty large given the small printing platform. But neat. Check it out at xyzprinting.com. Worth looking into, I think, finally. I mean, they've been around a while, but prices are down. Production quality's up.
That's good.
Not a bad, again, for a hobbyist sort of thing, not a bad thing to play with. 866-821-8255 is the number here, 866-821-TALK. What do I want to talk about next? One of the things I'm doing this morning is I'm actually, as a part of the process this week of kind of being a little chaotic, I left my primary everyday life source laptop at a client's site. So I'm using another one that doesn't have all my fancy dancy tools to run the show. So a little clunky this morning, but we'll be back after this.
Stick around, please. Somebody has got to watch these guys when Mom's not around. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.